Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Before I kick the theme music up, I just want to remind everybody, this is that moment. There are a few seats left.
Yes.
For our Love is Blind watch party a week from yesterday.
That's right. You do have to RSVP for it.
Yeah, you can't just show up.
And the reason it's filling up so fast is because it's not just a Love is Blind watch party, but also a chance to win Ed Sheeran tickets.
I really want to go to that show.
You want to go to Ed Sheeran?
I do. And you they won't
quit,
let
you
us
quit
win
your
the tickets.
Job and then come to our watch party. And then you'd be eligible.
Okay.
Yeah. But No.
Still have to RSVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Well, where would I do that? Because like, should I quit now and then RSVP, or should I RSVP and then quit?
Maybe you shouldn't quit. Yeah.
Well, just quit and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
But you go to alice1059.com.
Okay. And then when I click there, what if it doesn't feel like it's letting me bring guests with me? Do we just keep, because we had a little glitch in the system yesterday. Just keep
you should
through.
Get to a point where you there's a little drop down box for how many
and
guests.
You can say how many people you want to bring with you.
Yeah. Just power through.
Power through. Put your email address in there. We put you on this weird little mailing list. Well, you'll get some like timeshare offers.
No.
You'll get like undies, different undie offers, different just what? The things you see in your like social feeds.
What is wrong
Why
with you?
Why are you seeing We're those curating. In your social
Why
feed?
Are you getting undies ads?
I don't know, but I get the like bamboo undies now.
Me undies?
No, they're like Box Hero or something. And they're like made, but they're supposedly really soft and breathable or something. Okay. Anyway, we'll be giving away some Box Hero undies. All right. Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Love is Blind. It's all happening next week. And you still have a shot to get a seat if you RSVP. Right.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Good.
He hasn't done the song.
Oh, I was like, yeah, what's happening?
I quit, remember?
Oh,
you
oh.
haven't yet. You
hey,
have.
Before you quit, could you hit that button?
Good evening.
Slacker, I swear to God.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In fact, Slacker is the only one who will... Actually, maybe not the only one. You will be most excited about this possibility, though. Matthew McConaughey says he has continued to study running for governor, but has some other things...
I don't know if I want him in politics. I like him right in the lane he's in.
Well, he says it's definitely something he'd like to do, but right now he's more focused on being a father, spending time with his family. So perhaps as his kids get older, he would do it.
I don't like it because right now he is kind of the true no man's land. He's not really all the way on either political party.
Right, right.
And somebody will force him into being one and nobody will like him anymore.
Yeah.
I like him so much.
He said he started looking into it 6 years ago. So people are like, hey man, when's it happening? And he's like, yeah, I still got time with my kids.
He's got another book out, I think.
Really now? I don't know if that's true.
I mean, he's just the, what? How do you say P-O-E-M?
Poem?
Yeah, you got to hear Matthew McConaughey say it. He's
poem.
Like, poems. He says it very, he's got
it. Like a four poems.
Yeah.
He's a poet?
So his, if you've read Green Lights, every once in a while he has a little poetry in there. He has bumper sticker. He's got all these different like things in the middle. And so, yes, he does. He writes a little bit of poetry.
By the way, his children are 17, 15, and 12. So probably at least
they
five
have to
more
be
years.
Gorgeous because his wife is a smoke show.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. I can only see them as children in these photos, but
that's awkward. Okay.
Do
Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of beautiful families, congratulations to Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Yeah. They welcomed their little girl. Her name is Rocky Irish Mares.
Rocky with an I, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The feminine junior.
Rocky Irish Mares.
Yeah.
Mares, like a horse.
M-A-Y-E-R-S, right?
Is that his real name or something?
I think so.
No, his name is Rakim. His first name.
But what's his last name? Is it Mares?
That I don't know.
But is it Rakim or Rakim?
I don't know.
Oh, his last name is Mares.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Like yeah. John Mayer, but with a S at the end.
Yeah. Are they married?
I don't think they ever got married.
Ever pulled the trigger, right?
I honestly don't remember because I feel like I would constantly her ceremony. No,
they have not publicly confirmed to be married. What's crazy is, when did she have her first child?
Not that long ago.
Like, yeah. She was like, bing, bang, boom.
Well, that was like 2 Super Bowls ago, maybe 3 Super Bowls ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't she pregnant at the Super Bowl? I thought.
Yeah, I think it was
3. Because it was her, then Usher, then
Kendrick. Last year. Yeah. And this is the third kid, right? 2 sons and now a daughter,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because what's the other one? It's RZA.
Riot is the other one.
Okay.
RZA.
And Rocky.
Okay.
Wow.
They're one of those families. They're the... Oh, and Rakim and Rhea, they're all ours.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ah.
Yeah, I think the first one was born in 2022.
Why did you guys tell me
that? And
then
she was pregnant again at the Super Bowl in 2023. That was what was crazy. Yes. Everyone was like, wait, didn't she just have a baby?
And she just, yeah, and then she did it again.
That's a lot of babies in a short amount of time.
Yeah. I wanted to make fun of you for not getting the R thing, but I got it at the exact same moment as you.
Okay. So.
You're not stupid. It's something in the air of this studio.
We're all stupid.
Yep.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, the justice system in America has failed yet again.
Oh, boy.
Back in January of 2023, a Florida woman sued the Hershey Company because, do you remember this? They put out the Reese's pumpkins
for
the Halloween and on the packaging.
I could not be more mad at this woman.
Oh,
I agree with her completely.
So on the packaging,
Hold on. The pumpkins, they're the Reese's pumpkins, and they have eyes. They look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Right.
But when you open it, they don't have eyes. It's just plain.
It's a blob.
And all the there was like 2 other, like a spooky ghost that didn't have a mouth, actually.
And you guys are taking time looking at it, I'm just shoving those straight down my mouth.
Amen, Aaron. Yeah. Cork it down.
Actually, sometimes the wrapper doesn't come off.
Oh. You leave some of the wrapper on, it's like eating an In-N-Out burger.
No,
the wrapper is part of it. So I am
real slow with those because, man, you got to savor them.
Yeah.
No, because the chocolate's so thin on the outside.
It melts immediately.
It'll melt so fast. You got to like hork that bad boy.
I eat around the edges and then I slowly make my way.
That's what I do with the normal cups. Yeah, but not.
Not with one of those. It's so thin. And to this Karen's point, how can you be on her side? Let's pretend Hershey's succumbs to her psychosis. And goes ahead and puts eyes and a mouth on it.
Yes.
By the time it gets to you, it's going to melt back together.
Then don't put it on the packaging.
Did we ever say what her lawsuit was about?
She sued Hershey's for deceptive practices. She sought $5
million. Because it tastes different.
$5 million?
She was expecting the pumpkins to have faces on them, and then they don't have faces on them.
What damage did that do to her? Oh, no. My food doesn't have a face.
Yeah,
I'm
wasted
emotionally
this money.
Scarred.
I only bought it because I thought it had the cute little face on it. And now
you
you're
bought
just
it for $6 and you want $5 million?
Yes, because now
maybe
I'm embarrassed because you tricked me. So now you just put whatever on the packaging. Is that what you're saying? Just put whatever. It doesn't even matter. If that's what the judge says. The judge threw it out. The judge said, this is ridiculous. What kind of country do we live in?
It's so scary. On the packaging. It's so scary when he gets this worked
out. Yeah, I know.
Hey, we've got Mike Tyson on the show. Why not?
Hey, why not? We don't want to get sued.
Well, there's only one way to stop him right now. Somebody do it.
Oh. No.
There!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.